Chapter 8. In Silver's Camp.
Bring a torch, Dick,
Silver said. Dick went out and brought a piece of wood from the fire. Now I saw my terrible situation. Silver and his men had the stockade. My companions weren't there, and I was a prisoner.
Well,
said Long John,
Jim Hawkins has come to visit us. That's a nice surprise for old John.
And he began to smoke his pipe.
I've always liked you, Jim Boy,
Silver continued.
You've got courage. But now you're going to die. Your friends won't help you. You ran away, and you can't go back to them. They don't want you.
So my friends were alive. I was very happy about this.
So you can decide, Jim,
Silver said.
What do you want? To be with us or to die?
Death was very near now, and I was frightened.
Before I decide, can you tell me what happened here and where my friends are?
I asked. Silver replied,
yesterday morning, Dr. Livesey came to us with a white flag. He said to me, the ship has gone. You're finished, Captain Silver. I looked and, yes, it was true. The ship wasn't there. All right, Doctor, I said, we'll talk. So we talked. And here we are in the cabin with lots of food and brandy and wood for the fire. Your friends went away. I don't know where they are. And you, Jim? Well, I said to the doctor, how many are you? Four, he replied. One is wounded, and we don't want to see Jim Hawkins again. He ran away, and he can die if he wants. Those were his words, Jim.
Well, I know you're going to kill me,
I began.
But first, I want to tell you my story. Here you are. No ship, no treasure, and a lot of men dead. Do you want to know who did it? It was I. I was in the apple barrel when you talked that night with Hans and Dick and the others. And it was I that cut the Hispaniola's anchor. It was I that killed Israel Hans. It was I that took the ship to a place where you'll never find her. I'm not frightened of you, John Silver. Kill me if you want. But if you kill me, you won't have a witness when you're captured. If I live, I'll help you and I'll save your lives.
Then one of the pirates called Morgan took his knife.
Now you must die,
he said to me.
Stop there,
shouted Silver.
Who are you, Tom Morgan? Are you the captain here? No, I'm the captain, and don't forget it.
Tom is right, said another pirate. You can go to hell, Silver.
Do you want to fight with me?
Silver shouted in a terrible voice.
Take a cutlass, all of you, if you want to die. Well, I'm waiting. Who wants to die?
Not one man moved. Not one man answered.
Well, I'm captain here because I can fight better than all of you,
continued Silver.
I like that boy. He's got a lot of courage. More courage than all of you. So, who's going to kill him, eh?
There was a long silence. Silver stood near me. He smoked his pipe and watched the others. Then one of them said,
we want to go outside and talk about this.
And the pirates walked out of the cabin.
Listen, Jim,
Silver said quietly.
They're going to kill me, then they'll kill you. But I want to help you. A moment ago, when you spoke with a lot of courage, I decided to help you. You help Hawkins, and he'll help you, I thought. The ship has gone, and we're all finished. But I'll save your life, and you'll save mine.
I'll do what I can,
I said.
Good boy, Jim. Listen, I'm not stupid. I'm with the Squire now. You've got the ship. I don't know how you did it, but I know when I've lost. I'm with you now.
Silver took some cognac from a barrel.
Drink with me, Jim. They're going to come back soon. And then,
he looked at the door nervously. Then he said,
why did the doctor give me the map, Jim?
I didn't understand, and I looked surprised.
Yes, he gave me the map,
Long John said.
Why?
Just then, we heard the buccaneers outside. The door opened and the five men came in. One of them walked slowly towards us. He had something in his right hand.
Come on, I won't eat you,
said Long John. The buccaneer gave a piece of paper to Silver. He looked at it.
The black spot, he said.
Yes, John Silver,
said a buccaneer called George.
You've got the black spot. You're finished now. You're not a good captain. You did things badly. You talked with a doctor, and now they're free. And then there's this boy. We're going to be arrested. We'll all die on the gallows. And why? Because you did things badly.
Me? Well, you didn't do what I wanted. You didn't listen to me. And now look at our situation. We'll all die on the gallows in London. Who did it? You did it. And now you want to kill me?
Silver was very angry, and his voice was strong. The pirates listened well.
We're all going to die, and the birds will eat us,
he continued.
Thanks to you. And the boy? He's our prisoner. He's our hostage. Are we going to kill our hostage? He'll help us when we're prisoners in London. He's our last hope. Kill him? Not I, mates. Look at you, John. You're wounded. And you, George, you're ill with fever. So what did I do? I didn't kill the doctor. No, I talked with him. And now he comes every day and helps you. Did I do things badly? Well, look. Look at this.
And Long John threw a map on the floor. It was Billy Bones's map with the three red crosses. When I saw it, I thought, why did the doctor give it to Silver? The pirates ran quickly towards it. They took it, and they laughed and shouted. But George said,
how can we take the treasure with us? We haven't got the ship.
And who lost the ship?
Silver shouted at him.
I got the map, and you lost the ship. But I did things badly, eh? Speak to me politely, George Merry, or I'll kill you.
He's right,
said Morgan.
Of course I'm right. But I don't want to be your captain. Find another captain.
No!
The pirate shouted.
We want you, John!
Well, mates, what shall I do with this black spot? I don't want it. Jim, you have it. A present from old John.
That was the end of the conversation. After we all drank some brandy, we were ready to sleep. But I didn't sleep immediately. I thought about Silver and his difficult game. He didn't want to die on the gallows. He wanted to save his own life. He was a bad man, but I was sorry for him. His situation was very dangerous. I woke up when I heard the guard's voice outside early next morning. Dr. Livesey was coming. I was happy, but I couldn't look at his face. I remembered that he didn't want to see me again.
Good morning, Doctor, sir,
said Long John with a big smile.
Jim Hawkins is here. Not Jim,
said the doctor, and he stopped, surprised. Then he came into the cabin. He looked at me quickly, and he didn't smile. He helped the man with the wound.
Did you take your medicine?
He asked George Merry.
Aye, aye, sir,
said Merry.
Good. I'm a pirate's doctor now, and I don't want to lose any of you for the trial in London. Well, I've finished for today. And now I want to talk with that boy, please.
No!
Shouted George Merry, red with anger.
Silence!
Silver shouted.
Doctor, thank you for your help. Hawkins, will you give me your word that you will not run away?
I gave Silver my word.
Doctor, go outside the stockade. Jim will stay inside and stand near the wall. Then you can talk to him.
When the doctor left the cabin, the men were very angry with Silver. They told him that they understood his game very well.
We made peace with the doctor and his friends,
he said.
But when we're ready, we can break it. Then I'll kill that doctor, believe me.
So we went to the wall of the stockade. The other pirates watched us angrily. At the wall, Silver said,
do you see this, doctor? I'm helping Jim. He'll tell you that I saved his life. This game is very dangerous for me. Remember that. And help me when you can.
Silver's voice trembled. I saw that his face was white.
Are you frightened, John?
The doctor asked.
Doctor, I'm not frightened of anything. But I don't want to die on the gallows in London. You're an honest man. You won't forget that Long John helped you.
Then he went away and sat down on the sand. the doctor began sadly.
Hello, Jim. You're with these pirates now, and you can see what happens when you do stupid things. You ran away when the captain was ill and wounded. That was bad.
Then I began to cry.
I'm very sorry. I know that I did a stupid thing, and now I'm a prisoner. Oh, doctor, I'm really frightened.
Now, the doctor wasn't angry.
Jim, climb over the wall quickly, and we'll run.
But I gave Silver my word.
It doesn't matter now. You mustn't stay here. Come on, jump!
No, you know I can't, doctor. But listen, I took the ship to North Inlet. She's on the southern beach.
I told the doctor quickly about my adventure. When I finished, he said,
Oh, Jim, you always save our lives. And now we must save yours. Listen, Ben Gunn told us something.
But then the doctor stopped and called Silver. He said to him,
You must look for the treasure slowly. And you must be very careful when you find it. There will be problems. Sir, I don't understand you. What's your game? Why did you leave the cabin? Why did you give me the map? And now you say, look for the treasure slowly. Why? You say there'll be problems when we find it? What do you mean? I can't tell you now, Silver. I'm sorry. But I can tell you that I'll help you a lot when we return to London. I'll save your life if I can.
John Silver looked very happy.
Thank you, sir. But you must help Jim now. He's your responsibility, Silver. Do you understand? Now I must go. Goodbye, Jim.
And Dr. Livesey went away.